WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Another public-private partnership is being proposed by the Texas A&M system. Vice Chancellor Philip Ray says developers have until the end of the month to submit their ideas for combining early childhood care with a senior living complex.
The positive impact that it will have to advance elderly care and research and geriatric studies and intergenerational learning and educational techniques, not only through the Brazos Valley region, but across Texas and likely globally.
Ray says this will involve A&M students from multiple disciplines.
We'll have our medical students, nursing students, you know, out of college education. We have student teacher, intern opportunities, student worker opportunities, student observers and teachers, and, you know, the vet med students. You bring out their traveling, kind of their pet program for some of the assisted living folks or some of the children in the daycare and learning center.
Proposed locations are the University Services Complex, which many still call the former TI building east of Veterans Park, and or system property across Texas Avenue from Cafe Excel. How does one member of the College Station City Council come up with $206 million to pay for unfunded capital projects?
Personally, I'm open to virtually any alternative that makes good sense.
Jerome Rectorick, who was the first to appear on our show after a council discussion of where to find the money, says one future source is bringing in businesses being recruited by the city's economic development director.
She is certainly working with various companies, and I don't really want to go into any names because they're still maybes, but she is looking at all other than just nail shops. She is looking at all kinds of businesses and names, frankly, that are national names that everybody would recognize.
Rectorick says the city is in the process of extending infrastructure to city-owned property that makes the land ready to build. The U.S. House passed three bills last week dealing with health insurance since the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says one affects veterans.
Under Obamacare, veterans were forced to be stuck in the VA health care system. What we're doing that allows veterans to make a choice between being covered by the American Health Care Act provisions or being covered by the VA health plan, whichever they view as best for themselves.
Another bill allows individuals who have recently lost their jobs to qualify for the tax credits established under the American Health Care Act to help pay for COBRA. If you're considering a run for city council or school board in the Twin Cities, the filing period starts July 24th. Those considering a run for College Station City Council can find out more during a public meeting a week from tomorrow.
Tuesday, June 27th, we have our City Council 101. So council places 1, 3, and 5 will be at stake in the November 7th election.
City spokesman Jay Sokol says more information is available online at cstx.gov. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 75 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at your local news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors assisted my wife and I in the sale of our home, and they were an expert in all phases of contract representation. They provided market insights, which allowed us to list the home and sell it in record time. And with Bryan College Station's continually changing market, BCR continues to keep all of our rental properties 100% rented and at the maximum rental rate. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure? Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Good morning, 809, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Sunshine, we'll see that develop today, though there could be a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs are going to be 90 to 95 today. Going to be partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Temperatures, they're going to be very close to 95 tomorrow afternoon. It's clear tomorrow night with a low of 70 to 75. Wednesday, we're going to see sunshine. Temperatures Wednesday afternoon, anywhere from 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So kids who attend the Buffalo School District in Orchard Park get an extra day of summer. Since YouTube is playing a concert there on September the 5th, the school officials said schools will open a day later because of the expected traffic increase and because travel times are worse the first day of school because the bus drivers are learning the routes. Plus, they had a big Orchard Park's where the, I guess that's where the Buffalo Bills played that football stadium. So,
All right.
There you go.
Well, we have A&M football. Could we delay the start of school?
Yeah, it's on a Sunday.
You know,
right?
Man. Okay. Maybe not. San Francisco Conservatory of Flowers has issued a stink alert. It's 8-foot-tall corpse flowers have started blooming. They did that last Thursday. First time that the two flowers at the conservatory have bloomed in over a decade. They're purple and green. The flowers are known by their scientific name as Titan arum. Smells like decomposing flesh when they bloom. People flock to the exhibit for some strange reason over the weekend. Will only bloom for a few days before they close up again for another 10 years. One visitor said, oh, smells like a dead possum.
I mean, I guess the whole, you know, anomaly of 10 years go by before you can see it again. But the smell?
Flying to San Francisco today, be sure and ask somebody if they're going to see the dead plant. You know. Hurry, let's go up and do that.
I wonder if it's pretty.
It's got to be one of those scenarios where, you know, you smell something bad and then you're like, oh, this smells terrible. Here, smell it.
Yeah, exactly. Here, does this smell bad to you?
Ooh, it looks kind of cool.
It does, yeah. Because it's a big plant.
Right.
But again, every 10 years. Yeah. Make a perfume.
I'd go.
Okay. If you were in the neighborhood, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't, you know,
now,
go
this
a
is,
long way.
This is pretty cool. Bruce Springsteen is headed to Broadway. There's a theater there. It's called the Kerr Theater. And the owners of the theater say it's been dark since a musical named Emily closed in May. So here's the deal. According to the New York Post, the boss has booked an 8-week run of solo concerts there. He'll do 5 shows a week starting in November. The deal is he gets the place free and gets to keep all the ticket revenue while the theater gets the money for alcohol sales. So the deal is, the word is his next album is going to be solo and acoustic. So that's why he's going to do a residency on Broadway.
Okay.
And again, not a lot of people could do that, but the boss probably can.
That's right.
Guessing that will sell out. Don't know what the tickets are going to be. Airport customs authorities in Frankfurt, Germany confiscated 35 tons of those twirling little gadgets.
Fidget spinners.
Plan on crushing them out of existence. They say they were tested, the toys, which came in multiple shipments from China, and found that parts could fall off and pose possible choking hazards to small children.
Ooh.
So
they're not very fun. I played with one the other day.
And again, after you've done that, you go,
okay, I get it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now what?
So,
yeah.
Washing your hands does more than just get them clean. By the act of doing thus, you cleanse your brain of old ideas, according to researchers at the University of Toronto.
Huh.
They've discovered that the action can shift goal pursuit, making prior goals less important and subsequent goals more important. Researchers suggest wiping away dirt serves as a physical substitute for mentally separating ideas that linger from previous experiences.
Interesting.
How can they gauge that, though?
I know.
How can they gauge how important sort of a goal is to somebody?
Not sure. Don't know how, and don't know the methodology of it. Don't know how long it took. Don't know how many people they used. But
but it happened in Toronto,
that.
So it wasn't
they're
our tax dollars.
That, right. Yeah. Well, and while you are thinking, how often do you fantasize about quitting your job? A survey says more than 60% of us think about it quite a bit. Man, get your head right, okay?
Yeah.
If it's not good, then go, leave.
Do
Don't stay someplace.
Else.
You're not helping yourself. You're certainly not helping the person who's paying your salary.
Yeah.
Get gone. Anyway, 32% said they think about fantasizing quitting multiple times a day. 30% are fairly often. Just 16% say they never think about quitting. I never think about it here. It's a pretty easy
sweet gig. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, now I can understand today, you know, if you're out having to work outside and what the, you know, the heat's going to be, you could maybe do that.
Yeah, and I bet people think about job change or, you know, moving to a different company, maybe staying in the same industry or some sorts. But yeah, if you're just sitting there thinking, I need to quit.
Yeah, then you do.
Probably should.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and quit and just be gone. All right, so the Frisbee turned 60 today.
All right.
Happy birthday to the Frisbee. And I had...
I met a stingray named Frisbee one time. She didn't have a tail, so they called her Frisbee.
Makes sense.
Yep. And she hung out in kind of one area. We were in the Grand Cayman, and they have a place called Stingray City where they just kind of hang out and they bring the tourists and stuff.
All right.
But they always talked about how they were surprised that she survived for so long because without her stinger, she can't really ward off predators, but she did, and her name was Frisbee, and I got to hold her.
That's not very nice, is it? I mean, really? Of course, she doesn't know. She doesn't know they're making fun of her.
I guess.
Okay, so Beyonce and Jay-Z had their twin.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I knew.
Oh, okay.
I did not.
I was going to say, well, I didn't either, but I figured Chelsea would be plugged into that. It was last week, wasn't it?
Really? Was it that long ago?
I think it was Friday or something, and it's just now that they tweeted it out.
Oh, okay.
You know, was it Grandpa did, right? Did Grandpa break the embargo on this?
Yeah, sure. You know more than I do.
Well, I know. Well, all I know is the story I didn't do a couple of weeks ago, and that was that they apparently, wherever they live, had sent up an entire maternity ward there.
Yeah.
So she didn't have to go to the hospital. They basically brought the hospital to her.
Yes, Matthew Knowles, he tweeted, it looks like, with a Father's Day post that said, "Happy birthday to the twins. Love Granddad. Mm-hmm. They're here. # Beyonce."
Yeah. See? See?
Oh, that's
okay.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So what kind of harmless little funny lies did your parents ever tell you? Okay, for instance, one guy
said, "Santa's real."
Yeah.
When I was young, I would only go pee outside. Obviously, this wasn't sustainable, so my parents had to find a way to break the habit. They told me if I did that for too long, then a bird would come by and think it was a worm.
Oh,
wow.
That'd get me back inside, too.
All right, other things that people thought as a kid. I thought George Washington was the first man ever.
Okay.
Another one said stoplights are controlled by a couple of guys in a big control tower somewhere. I thought that too. I used to think that there was a difference between a dad and a father. Luke Skywalker had a father. Why didn't I? All I had was a dad, and he couldn't even use the Force. I thought if I could drink water while I was peeing, I would pee longer.
Direct line. Yeah.
I thought I had to wait for the toilet to finish flushing before washing my hands or the dirty water would come out of the faucet.
Oh, that's funny.
Not bad at all.
I'm not sure if I'm sure if you said something and I thought, oh, yeah, I did think that. But I don't know. Nothing comes to mind.
Nor can I. I can't come up with anything off the top of my head.
Those are funny, though.
Yeah.
But I did think that the stoplights were controlled by somebody in a booth.
There's somebody somewhere. And there is now. Yeah, there is. They can do it if they need to. So, all right, so Scarlett Johansson, you know who she is,
yep.
Spent some quality drinking time with a 72-year-old doppelganger. So how could that be?
Mm-hmm.
All right, E! News tells the story. The actress met with a lady named Geraldine at the premiere of Rough Night, admits that they got, quote, kind of trashed, and her new buddy is, quote, so nice. Geraldine's grandson made a splash on Reddit last April when he posted a photo of his grandma when she was 22, and she was a dead ringer for Scarlett.
Oh.
And apparently Scarlett caught wind of that, invited her to the premiere of the movie, and they decided to knock a few back.
All right.
I guess there's nothing wrong with that.
Had a little rough night of their own, huh?
Yeah, exactly. No winner in Friday's lottery, so that means your Mega Millions on Tuesday night's going to be worth $123 million. I know. It needs to be more than that, though, before you really want to get up off the couch and go do that.
By the way, this picture, I looked at
the picture of a woman.
She does look just like.
Does she?
And she's sitting here with a dude who looks just like that guy from The Notebook. What's his name?
Ryan Gosling?
Ryan Gosling, yeah.
Yeah, kind of. But she, you're right. She does look exactly like her.
Well, there you are.
That's so funny.
Not bad at all. Hey, charity is charitable giving in the U.S. in 2016, up nearly 3% from 2015. The annual USA Giving Report said that we gave, that's we individuals and estates and corporations, $390 billion in charities, up from $379. So, good for us for doing that.
Yeah.
Car was stolen twice in one day in Brazil.
That's unfortunate.
Authorities quickly arrested suspects both times. The car was stolen early last Monday. Police spotted it around 10:45, followed the car until the driver got spooked and took off on foot. While police ran him down, the car is left there, still running, was stolen again by a completely different guy. That guy also abandoned the vehicle after a short stay and realized he had a flat tire. Oh, I thought maybe it had one of those dead plants in it.
Unlucky car there.
Well, something, I suppose. But, again, want to go to Brazil? Really?
No.
No, go to Brazil? Okay. Oh, this is a follow-up to a story we had a couple of weeks ago. Remember the guy who did the driveway with the shells that had not been cleaned and they had the... still had part of the oysters or the clams in them. Do you remember the unwashed clams?
Yes. Uh-huh. I did see that there was a follow-up to
this. They'd used the unwashed clam shells to pave an access road on their property. The shells still had little bits of clam meat stuck to them, and eventually that was drawing flies and maggots and that whole cycle of life there that you probably don't want. Mm-hmm. Neighbors complained to the city, circulated a petition. As the problem got worse, the city finally issued a cease and desist order against one David Rose and his shells, giving him until Friday of last week to remove them. Authorities determined that since then, so much rotting meat would still be in the shells that technically it would be considered waste, and they could just take it and put it in the dump. But then that cost him some money, too.
Oh, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll see how that works. So how many calories do you burn every week? Regular stuff you're doing, what does it do for you?
Not enough.
You're right. Taking a walk to your lunch break. If you walk 10 minutes five times a day, 170 calories burned per week, you would lose 2.5 pounds a year. Using stairs instead of the elevator... Okay, 5 minutes, five times a week, you'd lose 3 pounds a week. Housework, 2 hours a week, you'd lose 6 pounds a year. Playing actively with your kiddos, 9 pounds a year. Working in your yard or garden for 2 hours a week comes to 10 pounds a year.
Ooh.
And dancing, 12 pounds a year if you dance for 2 hours a week. Of course, then all it takes is weekends when you're laying back, eating stuff, watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason. See, you're negative. You're not taking care of business.
Yeah,
you got to burn more than you consume.
That's it.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Ear-splitting fish. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. This deafening racket is the sound of noisy fish sex, the mating calls of Gulf Corvina.
And when you're on the boat above a large school of Gulf Corvina making noise, it sounds kind of like the background noise of a baseball stadium, so it can be quite loud.
That's Scripps Institution of Oceanography marine biologist Timothy Rowell. His team writes in scientific reports that the noise lets them estimate fish population size. First, they count the fish using more expensive and time-consuming sonar technology, and then compare the numbers to sounds made by the fish.
We can just simply take that sound level measurement and convert that to a number of fish.
The technique could help fish harvesters ensure that this valuable fishery remains healthy. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
I'm Jennifer Kishenka with Your Money Now. Nevada's governor has signed into law the nation's strictest requirements for pharmaceutical companies to reveal how they set certain prescription drug prices. The bipartisan legislation focuses on insulin, one of the many life-sustaining prescription treatments sold at prices that have skyrocketed over the last decade. The law requires drug makers to annually disclose the list prices they set, profits they make, and discounts they give market middlemen on insulin. They must also give state officials written explanations of any big insulin price hikes. Wonder Woman fell to second place in its third weekend in theaters, but it's still doing the heavy lifting for the otherwise lackluster summer box office. The third installment in Disney and Pixar's $1 billion Cars franchise took the top spot, but its estimated $53.5 million in earnings was the lowest opening in the series' history. Crude oil trading at $44.98 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Facebook wants to know everything about your life. And with almost 25% of the world's population now accustomed, many times addicted to social media, it's time for a general reminder about the five things you should never share online. Kim Commando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Sharing your personal phone number and home address on Facebook or any other social media are the two top invitations for trouble from stalkers, cyber thieves, and God only knows what else. Now, if you've already made this information public, get it off as soon as you can. The same with your birthday and where you're employed. Dates of birth and employment history are exactly what identity thieves are looking for. And finally, sharing your relationship status is never a good idea. Any change in your relationship status causes awkwardness, and some relationship statuses are a magnet for cyber stalkers. The key to Facebook and social media sharing is to keep it light and never share everything. And get all the tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Remember when you had only one PC to back up? In today's world, Our homes have at least 5 devices with critical data, email, text, Facebook, Instagram, and personal photos. And that's why I'm introducing you to iDrive to easily and securely protect every device into just one cloud account. Jack is an iDrive user. He uses iDrive to back up not only his computer, but also his wife's computer, their smartphones and tablets. Here are his exact words.
My wife is a Facebook junkie. Twice now, she has managed to get tangled up in ransomware. This happened just last week, and I need help restoring the files before infection.
But all of Jack's data was backed up to iDrive before the ransomware hit, and Jack was able to restore all his data using the iDrive Rewind feature. iDrive is the easiest and most secure cloud backup. Go to iDrive.com today and use my name, Kim, at checkout to get 75% off through Monday only. Don't put this off. Through Monday, get 75% off. iDrive.com. Use my name, Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. At least one member of the College Station City Council sees a continuation of the governing body making decisions on financing capital projects instead of seeking voter approval.
I would prefer if we could have bond elections to have the citizens vote on things. But quite frankly, you know, we had a bond election several years ago to do a bunch of things that I think were important that were turned down.
Councilman Jerome Rectorick on our show says one way or the other, the city needs to keep up with the continuing population increase.
Citizens typically do not come unless something affects their direct neighborhood. You know, if it's in your neighborhood, then I'm not coming. So I think we need to somehow get citizens more involved with the city government.
Rectorick says he doesn't know how to engage citizens more, but they are always welcome to speak at council meetings. Before the end of the month, the Texas A&M system will have proposals from developers interested in creating a combination of senior living and early childhood facilities.
When it comes to the residential component, that will be open to the public. When you get to the children's daycare and learning center, the thought now is, based on just anecdotally what's going on at the Becky Gates Center over on the A&M campus, we'll likely have a priority enrollment for Texas A&M University employees and likely system employees.
Vice Chancellor Philip Ray says the proposed public-private partnership will have educational components from multiple A&M colleges. One idea is to have medical students take care of children who get sick.
They could be observed around the clock throughout the day by HSC nurses, medical doctors, medical students in training. We could send email updates to the parents. The HSC personnel could dispense medicines as approved by the parents.
The system has land for 2 possible locations across Texas Avenue from Cafe Excel and or the University Services Complex east of Veterans Park, which many still call the former TI building. 3 bills dealing with health insurance since the repeal and replacement of Obamacare have been passed by the U.S. House. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says one bill allows individuals who have lost their jobs to qualify for tax credits established under the American Health Care Act to help pay for COBRA.
That's something that's not available under Obamacare today. So this is something that, again, puts choice back into families so that they can get the health care they want. So if they want to keep their employer-provided coverage through COBRA, then they can use the tax credits to pay for that.
A second bill gives veterans the choice of being covered by the VA health plan or the American Health Care Act. And Flores says the third bill ensures that the eligibility of all individuals is verified prior to receiving federal financial support to purchase health insurance. The city of College Station has announced its annual meeting for anyone thinking about filing for city council in this November's election.
If you're interested in running and you would like to know before you're elected what all is involved with that, what the restrictions are and the requirements and so forth, this would be a great time to learn about that. So again, it's June 27th, 6 o'clock, City Hall, Council Chambers. We've got information on the website, cstx.gov.
City spokesman Jay Sokol says there are 3 council positions open in this year's election. The filing period for council and school board positions in the Twin Cities begins July 24th. A variety of lane closures await motorists using the FM 60, FM 2018 exit this week. The TxDOT Bryan District Office reports installation of new storm sewer pipes as the reason for closures between 8:30 and 4:30 today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. This is another part of the construction of the new diverging diamond interchange near Easterwood Airport. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 75 degrees. Text us any time of the day at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. And more news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Hey, there we go. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Sunshine, we'll see that develop today, though there could be a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs are going to be 90 to 95 today. Going to be partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Temperatures, they're going to be very close to 95 tomorrow afternoon. It's clear tomorrow night with a low of 70 to 75. Wednesday, we're going to see sunshine. Temperatures Wednesday afternoon, anywhere from 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, and we played Friday's Kim report. So let's do today's Kim Commando.
Is it possible to literally text someone to death? Kim Commando with your Monday digital consumer tech update. A young Massachusetts woman has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter for encouraging her boyfriend to commit suicide through a series of text messages. Michelle Carter, who was 17 at the time, was involved with 18-year-old Conrad Roy. Roy had a history of depression and suicide attempts. When he threatened but tried to back out of his final attempt, young Michelle fired off a battery of texts. Here are a few. I thought you wanted to do this. The time is right and you're ready. You just need to do it. You can't think about it. You just have to do it. Like, I don't get why you aren't. All the while, the young man was inhaling exhaust from his pickup truck. When he got out of his truck saying he was scared, young Michelle sent another text. Get back in. Sentencing is in August. She could get 20 years. Just when you think you've heard it all. The tech news is updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Does getting something flavorful and balanced on the table feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of meal planning so you can save time and have fun cooking and eating. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing and delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple 30-minute recipes that require minimal cleanup and cost less than $10 a meal. Go to HelloFresh.com/Kim to get $20 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/Kim.
Time to find out what's going on in the arts. Chris Dyer's here this morning from the Arts Council. Glad to have you with us here in the summertime. So you brought some guests with you.
I have, I always say, the VAC crew, which is a visual arts committee. And a lot of people don't know that there is art going on at all times at Texas A&M, even during the summer, believe it or not.
Wow. So yeah, Mary's here this morning. Mary, how are you today?
Good.
Now you are the, tell me what your job is.
I'm the advisor to the visual arts committee.
Okay. So how'd you get that gig?
I
That's a good question. I have a background in arts management, and okay. I saw the posting. I'm a former Aggie myself.
Okay.
We're an MSC organization, so that's the Memorial Student Center on campus.
Okay.
So.
Now, but the visual arts and what arts may have been before has changed dramatically, right?
On our campus?
Yeah.
I think it's constantly changing. Yeah. I think that's something that the students really strive to do as well. They're constantly looking to kind of push the envelope, think outside the box.
Absolutely. And you brought one of your students with you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I need you to get that microphone right in front. There you go. Okay. Okay. There you go. Hi there. Who are you?
I'm Brooke Versaw, and I'm the programming director for the VAC.
Oh, okay. So programming director. Tell me what that job entails.
So I work as a liaison between the VAC and some of the artists that we work with.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, that just means making their stay at A&M comfortable, helping them meet with more students so that they get to interact with the students that will see their artwork,
mm-hmm.
And in some cases, planning workshops and ways for students to interact with the art and with the gallery on the whole more.
Okay, so now, am I completely wrong if all I think about is computer graphics? There's more than that in visual arts, is that right?
There is so much more than that. We are really a multimedia gallery, and at any given time in the semester, you can see sculptures, you can see paintings, you can see digital art as well.
So how do you find the artists who will come here and be at the Visual Arts Center?
Mary?
it's kind of an ongoing process. So we do get requests from artists themselves. They might find us first. A lot of our artists, though, come to us from the students. We have about, given year, we might have as many as 45 members, and we get a lot of ideas from them. So they might have seen some artwork somewhere else that they want to bring to A&M, or maybe they just have a really good idea of something that the gallery can curate our own. So it comes a lot from the students themselves.
Well, then I guess either of you answer this. Are there trends? What kind of trend are we in right now, if one does exist that you can see?
I don't know if I'm qualified to say.
Okay. Well, how long do they stay here to provide help to the students?
The artists themselves?
Mm-hmm.
When we bring someone in, it's usually for a short term. They will come in to help install some artwork, and they get really good one-on-one with the Visual Arts Committee students as they're working together. And then we try to keep them here also long enough to do a workshop or attend a reception, maybe teach in some classrooms to get some exposure with students outside of the Visual Arts Committee and the rest of campus.
So the idea is, I mean, some student could really pivot on what they want to do based on a presentation
that
they see.
Yeah, we make sure that there's a chance for a lot of question and answer sessions.
Is there any way that the general public can interact or be a part of this?
All of our receptions are open to the public. And we do try to host as many public receptions as we can.
Okay. Is there anything else that we need to know about this that I haven't covered? Because, again, this is new territory to me. I'm just, you know, I knew it was over there. I knew it existed, but I didn't know exactly what it did. Anything else, though?
We have a new exhibit opening next week. We will be hosting. His name is Sevi Garza, but his artist name is G52. He's a graffiti artist, primarily working out of Austin. So he does a lot of street art. And he'll be bringing some of his graffiti artwork into the gallery and talking about how he actually produces his artworks. So he starts with stencils and works with multiple layers of these very detailed, intricately cut stencils that create these large-scale graffiti pieces. Some of them are mural-sized, like on a wall or in locations, but the ones he's bringing to campus are more transportable, I guess.
Okay, yeah. And where's the gallery located?
We are in the Memorial Student Center at A&M, and we're on the second floor, and we are open from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m.
Okay.
on Tuesdays through Friday, and then Saturdays and Sundays we're open from 12 to 6 p.m.
Okay, and if they want some more information, you have a website where they can go?
We do. You can visit vac.tamu.edu.
Okay, great. Thanks for having the time to be with us this morning. What else you got for us?
Well, we got a lot going on, kind of touching on that graffiti art. You know, we had Mick in here a couple weeks ago, and he's involved with that 31st Street mural project, so we're really excited about that. But what we're seeing a lot in art right now is really the acceptance of different media, different art forms that, you know, we had a discussion about that earlier about, you know, what people think art really is, and visual arts really is a broad topic. But go to acbv.org. We have a lot of stuff going on. We have multidisciplinary camps going on all summer. There's still some spots open, and just come by and check us out.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniac. It's 9:15. And we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. The eternal question, who's smarter, cats or dogs? Dogs are friendly, cats are smart. This simple, albeit simplistic, thing is being argued over and over and over again by many a pet owner, but still the question remains, is it true that felines are more intelligent than their canine counterparts? Thank you. We hate to burst bubbles of all those who would be listening, but experts say that comparing cat intelligence to dog smarts is like comparing apples and oranges. Intelligence evolves to solve problems that are recurrent over an evolutionary relevant time scale. Yes, would you like to weigh in on this?
I don't have headphones. I'll have to flip the switch. As an owner of both.
Yes. Well, a willing owner of one.
Yeah, okay. What's the saying? Dogs have masters, cats have staff.
Yeah, true. Yes. Uh-huh.
No. Cats are smarter if you need to find a place to lay down and go to sleep.
Okay.
Because they can do it anywhere, anytime, and that's about it. I like my cats, but, being able to ignore me doesn't make them smart. No.
Well, they're here, higher level of thinking here, okay?
Yeah.
This is Rosalind Arden, who's a researcher.
Let's ignore the one who provides us with the food and water in this enclosed environment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyhow, she's a researcher at London School of Economics.
This is getting better and better. Yeah. Okay. Very sorry. I doubted this research.
The time scale is not fixed, she says.
Huh?
Cats who must eat meat and dogs who like meat are more omnivorous. Having faced different ecological, survival, and mating problems for a long time, we should therefore expect their cognitive abilities to differ. So you see, it is
cats have no mating problems whatsoever.
No, they don't. No, but the idea—if
you find a cat and it's not pregnant, that one's already been to the vet.
Is your cat omnivorous though?
Well, it has to be. It eats cat food.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that we're chopping up beef and putting it in little pellets and selling it at the store in a bag.
I think most animals are omnivorous if that's what they have to eat.
Yeah. Or omnivorous. They eat everything in front of them.
Yeah. That would be coda.
The wild cats at Mobile Avenue,
yes.
the cats that we feed over there from time to time,
right.
Even though that I shouldn't say that. I think I go to prison if I do. Okay. But anyway, I didn't really mean that. I walked up on Lion King the other day, and he was, instead of laying sprawled out on concrete, he was on all fours and twitching. I looked about, and look, pigeons.
Oh.
Dumb pigeons standing on the ground. Bad idea, pigeons. Bad idea.
Every time.
Did he get lunch?
No, he didn't. I had Lily in the car with me, so we had to stop that National Geographic episode.
Oh, shoot. It's like the Smithsonian Channel right there on your dashboard.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good news here, though. Snortable chocolate has now arrived in America.
It's about time.
Snortable chocolate.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that no long-term good can really come out of the idea of snorting anything.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. But
long-term, I don't think any good can come of it.
Yep, snortable chocolate has been found in Europe for quite a while.
I'm just thinking, is that with or without almonds?
Oh, yeah. But anyhow, and so it's made its way here. The product is called Coco Loco, spelled L-O-K-O. It is a processed cocoa powder that you snort, just like you would.
Why? Would you snort it?
I don't know.
Why? Chocolate isn't absorbed through the mucous membrane.
And you don't really taste it, okay?
Yeah, other than clogging everything up. And
people believe...
Gets that chocolate in the bloodstream.
There are health benefits of dark chocolate without
IV.
any calories. And experts say...
Oh, wait. What?
Yeah. No,
so you're bringing it in to the body,
sure,
but somehow, if it's induced nasally, there's no calories involved.
This is getting better.
People
are going to start grinding up Hershey bars and trying that. Hello, caller.
It's your turn.
How are you doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing fine. How are you?
You don't really care, but thank you.
My grandpa used to snort snuff.
Yeah?
And that was nasty.
That was nasty stuff.
Yeah.
Did you ever try snuff?
No.
Really?
No. No, I never smoked or snuffed or any of that stuff.
Well, see, now, in my exploratory time, I did try...
No chewing.
They still have them, those little tea bags of snuff.
I think so.
Okay, well, they introduced...
No, that's chewing tobacco now,
no,
right?
No.
They got these little packets that are like coffee filters,
basically. Yeah, I don't know what they're called, but when I remember, because I was 17 years old, because that's when we tried them, and they were, you know, they're just nasty. They were too minty, I thought.
So you can remember when you tried the snuff.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff I don't
What'd you
remember.
Do last week, Scott? I don't know, man.
Sure.
We went somewhere.
Well, because we could, because it was illegal and we could, so we did.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, nasty.
I was turned off of snuff early on because my brother used to do it, and he would dip in his room and he'd spit in this trash can.
Yeah.
And then my mom would make me go empty all the trash cans around the house, and I picked up his trash can once, and it was just, it was heavy.
Yeah.
It was gross, dripping.
No, stop.
Never doing it again.
Caller.
Hey. You're talking about those little, like, were they skull bandits? You know, little.
That's
like,
it. Happy. That's exactly what they were. How do you remember that, man? Go ahead.
Yeah, they were horrible.
they were. Thank you. Skull bandits. That's exactly what. See, he remembers even better. He remembered the name of the product.
Well, now that you mention it.
See?
Yeah.
But the other thing that they had that I remember you used to be able to get in the grocery store back when you could just walk over and buy tobacco. Was Garrett's Sweet Snuff. And it came in a little bitty can. It was about an inch and a half tall. Mm. Okay. And I didn't understand how that worked. And so I asked our maid. And she explained it to me. What you do is you get a kitchen match and you chew it up until it's got a brushy on the end and you dip that in the snuff. Okay.
Okay.
And then you just put it in your mouth.
God bless her soul.
I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Miss Markham, the lady who was my long-term babysitter when my parents were working, dipped snuff.
Okay.
And living in the idyllic...
Only real women do.
Only in the idyllic woods of back Arkansas, we would from time to time go pick out a new gum branch for her to turn into a snuff thing. So it wasn't a match, but... Similar stories. This is beginning
to
get.
You
see,
this
is getting.
We begin now, Chelsea.
Weirder and weirder.
Chelsea, you were gone.
Save yourself, Chelsea. Yeah. Save yourself.
I've been back long enough.
Yeah, no,
I was listening.
You were gone when we started this conversation about the little snuff things. They were called skull bandits.
Okay.
But Ben was putting himself so above his raisins.
It was.
I never did any of that.
I was taking on airs.
Yeah. And as I said, Garrett Sweet Snuff. He went. Oh
yeah.
I remember that.
I remember that.
I'm just saying.
So I saw a movie this weekend. Did you see one? I saw that movie, The Mummy, with Tom Cruise, and that's just as bad as they said it was.
Oh, I was wondering.
Wow. Oh man, I thought it was hurting because of the glow from Wonder Woman or something. But oh no, it's bad on its own.
Should have brought back Brendan Fraser.
I don't know what they should have brought back, but new writers would have been a big help.
Well, good start.
The special effects were great, and I saw what they were doing, but I guarantee you about 8 or 9 times in that movie, you'll say, where did this come from?
Okay.
So it was like they had a 5-hour movie and they just cut it down to 2 hours and didn't worry about you knowing what was going on or anything.
Well, what? So they signed Tom Cruise to do this movie. That was what it was all about.
It was a big budget Universal movie, and it is a big budget movie. There's a lot of money spent in this thing, but none of it for the dialogue and the writers. It was just awful. Now, look, Mr. Jekyll, Dr. Jekyll is in. Dr. Jekyll is the, okay, who's the character?
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe,
right?
Yeah. Is Dr. Jekyll, as in Dr. Jekyll. Yes, that Mr.
Really?
Jekyll.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Hyde and Dr. Jekyll. I found out that Mr. Hyde's name was Eddie.
But Ed that Hyde. Was, yeah, okay. I thought it was Tanmai.
Apparently, he's got to give himself a shot every 15 minutes or some incredible thing with something that, I don't know, it looks like a space probe
why
or something.
Why didn't you leave? Why could you not walk out of that?
Because it was complicated. I had an event that I went to at 5 o'clock. On Friday, okay? It was a nice dress-up event, lots of grown-ups. We talked about grown-up things.
Okay.
And I said earlier to myself, I'll just pre-buy my tickets for 7 o'clock because this can't possibly go on past, say, 6:30 or so, 6:45, and I'll do both tonight.
Mm-hmm.
No, it went on longer, and it was interesting. I wouldn't have left it. It was very interesting. It was at the Natural History Museum.
Right.
And
but
so I missed the movie and had to go back and get, I made the effort to buy tickets twice, and
so at that point you were invested. You couldn't afford not to. Yeah.
I was invested in it, and it was. And besides, they've got those reclining seats now, and I was comfortable.
John Deere Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
Bubba Dixon here. Seeing that satisfied look on a customer's face when they discover their Tomlite experience is truly amazing. Sometimes, though, coming to the store isn't always an option. That's okay. We'll come to you. Shop Tomlite.com to search our entire selection, find a great deal, and even arrange to have us deliver your new Chevy to your home or office absolutely free. That's the Tomlite experience. That's the Tomlite difference. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tomlite Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Back to The Mummy. Okay, but Tom Cruise did make good movies. He has before. After Top Gun came out, the number of men joining the Navy to become naval pilots went up 500%.
Wow.
And if you saw it, I mean, it's a great commercial.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the videos were on deck were great. But then, as I said to him, he could have walked out at any time, and he didn't.
He said the recliners were more comfortable there than at the house.
That's true.
You know, they're making a Top Gun 2 also.
They are, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not Top Gun 2. It's Top Gun something.
Yeah.
He wouldn't put the number in it,
mm-hmm.
I did walk out of a movie. I've talked about it before. I walked out of Matrix. It was a stupid movie.
It was great.
No, it told you who the bad guys were. Now, look, if you're not going to let me figure out the bad guys, then why should I be on some higher level of thinking? And that's why I left. Because they kept going in the first 30 minutes. It's a bad guy. It's a bad guy. Jeez, give me a break. But Keanu Reeves is in that, and he made money. He's rich, so that he can make. This is coming out this weekend. We'll have to let Mr. Downs know about this. It's called The Bad Batch. It is a sci-fi romance starring Keanu Reeves and Jim Carrey and others. A love story set in a Texas wasteland and a community of cannibals.
Waco?
They didn't say that, but I'm just saying.
But it's highly implied.
And this is supposed to be a reason for you to go spend money. So you can see a movie like that.
Hey, we're always complaining about no new ideas in Hollywood.
That's a good
point.
There
you go.
All right, good point. Good, good, good. All right, TMZ says Ryan Seacrest signed a multi-million-dollar deal to host the American Idol reboot on NBC.
Oh, wow.
Sources say the network offered $10 million. Seacrest wanted $15 million, and they compromised somewhere in between.
They got him.
Well, we found out about Katy Perry making, what, $25 million to be a judge. Is that right? So, way to go, Ryan, because you need some more money.
Right, and more things to do.
That's right. And an official in Northern Africa... looking into the railway incident where the railroad driver, the engineer, stopped the train because he wanted to buy peaches. Peaches.
I just needed some peaches.
Do that on your own time, buddy.
All I can say, that's it. All right, we're back tomorrow. Happy Juneteenth. If you celebrate that, it's 9 o'clock. WTAW, Common Speaking Bar.